What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Tech Talk with Jess Kelly.
In association with Viatel Technology Group, IT leaders breathe easy with Viatel Managed Cybersecurity. Viatel.com.
This is News Talk.
Yeah, you're very welcome along to Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk, coming to you from Boston, Massachusetts, as part of Ireland Gateway to Europe. Coming up over the next hour, I'm going to take you on the ride with us. We started the week in Austin. We've ended it here in Boston. I'm going to take you on a tour of the tech scene of both cities. As always, you can email the show techtalk@newstalk.com. Or you'll find me on Instagram at JessKellyNT. So I am coming to you, as I said, from Boston. As I speak, I am at the window of my stunning hotel overlooking Boston Common. This is one of my favorite parts of the world. I'm so excited to be here. I've been with Kieran Cudahy on The Hard Shoulder every single day this week with the guys from Ireland Gateway to Europe. This is an important mission that's been in existence for the last 12 years or so. And we're going to hear from Robert McGillifaudrick in just a quick second. He's going to explain what the program is about. But just to talk you through my week in brief, we flew into Austin on Monday evening, and I spent Monday evening and Tuesday morning walking around the city, gaining a better understanding of the tech scene that is emerging there. It is such an exciting city. It has grown like clockwork over the last 15 or 20 years. And a huge part of that is down to technology. So later in the show, I'm going to introduce you to the American Q. You know Q from James Bond? Well, there is an American equivalent, and we'll be talking to him in just a little bit. We're also going to hear from Enterprise Ireland about the work that goes on in their Austin office, connecting Irish businesses with American counterparts who may be able to help kick their business on a little bit more. But I want to start this week with Robert McGillifaudrick, who is the founder and CEO of SkillStack. He's also the co-founder of Sigmar Recruitment and has been centrally involved in the development of this program. I caught up with him just a few minutes ago, and he gave me an overview of Ireland Gateway to Europe.
So we're on a trade mission, Ireland Gateway to Europe, and its purpose, Jess, is to enhance bilateral trade between the US and Ireland. So there's a group of 50 of us, so executives, business owners, who've traveled over, and we've been doing this for the last 12 years. So we landed in Atlanta at the beginning of the week. We had engagements with Georgia Tech, with the local business chambers, and then we moved on to Austin, and we had a number of events there with the IDA and the local business community, and it's a really cool tech scene emerging out of there, as you know. And then we landed in Boston last night. And then today we have a number of programs with Boston College. So we've had the Business Council with Boston College this last 8 years or 9 years since the football game, where they played Georgia Tech, in fact, in Dublin in 2016. So we're here to fundraise to enhance transatlantic trade relationships.
And the relationships are so important. When I was waddling around Austin, I was struck by that symbiotic relationship between the city and Dublin, Cork, Galway, Athlone, you know, our bubbling cities that have embraced the tech community. How important is it to get on the ground, shake the hands and make relationships, even if a deal isn't done, but you never know when that person could, you know, be of benefit to you or you could be of benefit to them?
It's about relationships. And I know that sounds a little bit kind of fluffy or woolly, but like even the serendipitous like moments that have happened this week where people have like met with existing clients, they've kind of penned new contracts, or they've sown the seeds for future relationships. And I think that's probably the most important kind of point to our trade mission. And Austin is absolutely deadly. It is so unique. Like there's so many worlds collide in one location. And like we had an incredible experience and we went all in. So we went to the honky-tonk drunk bars, we bought the boots, we bought the hats, and that's a very real thing that happens there, you know. But it really felt like California in the desert, you know, and there were so many companies and logos that we recognised who have operations in Ireland, and we bumped into so many Irish people. The amount of young folks who are working in companies like Dell and Indeed, like there's a great, vibrant Irish community there.
I heard you talking to Kieran Cuddihy on The Hard Shoulder on Friday, and yourself and Claire were having a chat about AI and the impact of AI and the disruptive nature of AI. With the changing way of work, it probably does place an emphasis again on the human connection and the human relationships, because we are in an uncertain time. We don't know what the impact of this is going to be. And so if you're going to try and build a business that is tech focused, you do need to know and trust the people that you're dealing with.
100%. Like, and again, if we look at like emotional intelligence paired with artificial intelligence, like we need, I think, to invest like heavily in what happens between us. So if you think of AI, right? So again, if the starting point in a company is any transformation, every individual needs to understand what impact that will have on them. And that starts with where they are to where they're going. So it's a classic transformation kind of program, if you like. And in order to lead transformation, like you need to tell stories. And it's funny, like stories, we dive into books, we watch movies, we engage with short form stories on social media, but we don't look at the structures of storytelling and the impact of storytelling to influence people, to sell, to transform, to lead. So there are soft skills such as storytelling that are critical. And if you pair the power to allow somebody or make somebody see what you mean, like it's very unique, Jess. It's not listening, it's not writing, it's not looking. Like it's visualizing something. And if every individual becomes the actor in that scene and you understand the destination or the moral of the story, it's a very powerful tool. If you pair some soft skill like storytelling with critical thinking. So what are we facing, right? We're facing a lot of information, a lot of data. How do we distill fact from fiction? Truth from logic? Emotion from our thought? Like these are key soft skills in order to understand how we feel, how we think, but most importantly, how we interpret data and fact, and how we look to kind of give legitimacy to anything we're doing with AI.
We're going to bring you more stories from Ireland Gateway to Europe over the next hour here on News Talk. But for the moment, Robert, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jess.
Yeah, that's the brilliant Robert McGillifaudrick speaking to me here in Boston just a little while ago about the mission of Ireland Gateway to Europe. Over the last few days, there have been some incredible discussions around the disruptive nature, as I mentioned there, of AI in particular. And what I've learned is that it's going to impact every single industry. It doesn't matter if you're in the agri sector, if you're in the tech sector, if you're in the med tech sector, whatever area you're working, this is going to be impactful. Kieran Cuddihy on The Hard Shoulder had a great panel on Thursday evening looking at the impact it's going to have on human resources, for example. So when it comes to hiring and firing or keeping your people happy, whatever it is, how can AI be utilized in an effective way? And so, as I'm sure you're aware, there have been many, many conversations about this over the last number of months in particular, but it's not going anywhere yet. On next week's show, I'm going to bring you a chat that I had with an incredibly exciting startup based on the MIT campus here in Boston. And they're using artificial intelligence in drug development. So they're looking to tackle some chronic illnesses, develop new drugs by using organic compounds that have never been utilized in this way before. And in that conversation, you'll hear how human intervention is still absolutely necessary and is absolutely there, but it's making the innovations and the inventions happen that bit faster. So that's on next week's show. But when we come back here on News Talk, now we're going to leave Boston. We're going to head to Austin and hear about the tech scene there. Stay tuned.